have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
From the bottom all the way to the top. That's why I tell the devil get back. Strapped with the word, click clack. And you ain't never gotta wonder what my faith said. I can do all things through Christ, did you get that? Chase God, not money, that's true fact. I'm obese with belief, yeah, too fat. My foundation's too strong so it can't crack. I'm cool when life gets rocking, no ASAP. He laid down his life like a flow, man. That's why I go so hard and never grow back. I'm never searching for a blessing at all, cause he's my rock, when my back against the wall.
Greetings, 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 my good people. Charles McCutcheon here. I'm your favorite entrepreneur. Actually taking this thing by storm. We've been doing this for a few years, y'all. This is amazing. I just look back at the time like, oh my goodness, it's been a minute. It's been a hot minute. I do want to thank Ms. Kimmy for giving me the platform. I just want to welcome everybody to Charles's Corner. And here we take that big mixing bowl, as I say, and we stir it around, and we're looking for the financial freedom. We're at the end of the year, y'all. This is the fourth quarter. And when I say the fourth quarter, October, November, December, on to 2022. So a lot of things happened during this year. Hopefully you're on track to hit your goals. If you're not, you know, you still have time. There's nothing like you. I just dislike people when they say, I'm going to start 1 January, because I think that's like a play on words. If you can't start now, you know, outside of the obvious, and you probably won't do it. And as we know, it takes about 21 days to make something a habit. So within that time frame, a lot of people quit within that 21 days, and then we quit, and we come back to it, then we quit, and we come back to it. And that's kind of like how, you know, a lot of people do. I will say probably 7% of the people are going to follow through and make things happen for them and whoever else they're doing it for. But the majority, they say, is crowded at the bottom for a reason, family, because a lot of people want the microwave effect or the quick fix to everything, and it's just not how the world is set up. You're going to have to put the work in. Nobody's getting around it. There's no easy button. You know, we can sugarcoat it all we want, or we can go to these events and sing hoorah and everybody clap it up and get excited and then go home and do nothing and go to the next event and do the exact same thing. And that's kind of how people's section of doing that thing, whatever that thing is for you, that's how people live their lives. And so I look back on people's lives, I look back on my own life and say, okay, am I progressing? Am I moving forward to a common goal of what that goal was? Or do I have the things that I need to move forward? Do I have the people in my corner to move forward? Have I taken the right steps to make it happen? Because a lot of people will complain and go back and watch TV for hours and hours and hours, but they're unhappy. So I say, if you're unhappy, change something. If you're happy, watch the TV. If you're on track, watch the TV. Hang out on the weekends. Do whatever it is you want to do. But if you're unhappy, I say, if you're going to make it to a point to where you're going to tell people you're unhappy, at least make the decision to move on it and act on it, you know. So that's how I see everything. Some of the things I'm going through, as I tell y'all, I'm going to give y'all some of the things that I'm working on. And anybody can use this stuff. It's all about doing your due diligence. So no matter what I give you, please, please, please go do your own due diligence. Make sure you have a better understanding of what I'm about to tell you. So what I am going to tell you all about is a lot of the funding and the grant money that's out there right now. And I'm actively going through all of this, and it is not fun. You know, I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat this thing and tell you it's all roses and everything, because it's not. But to be able to have access to funding changes the dynamic of whatever it is you're working on. And I say that because a lot of us in our businesses, if we could get more funding, we could progress more, we could open up more, we can help more. And a lot of us are in the helping industry. So that's why I bring up what I bring up. So I recently met up with a lady. She's used to be a lobbyist in D.C. She works with veterans. That was her big deal. So that's why we got connected through somebody else, because she works with veterans and was talking about assisted living. We're talking about grants. We're talking about a thing called capital stacking, where we take funding from different sources to be able to utilize it how you see fit in your world to do the greater good. It's all about the greater good. So I'm going to give y'all some of the things she gave me and some of the things that I already know and what I'm doing in my world to move forward. But it comes down to getting access to more funding, more capital, to be able to move the needle forward. If you don't have capital, or if you don't have a plan to get to the capital, or the people to get to the capital, it's just going to be harder. That's just what I believe. It's going to be harder for you to move. So we were talking about assisted living. And she broke down to me that what she's doing in her facilities right now, they're doing about $6,000 per month per room per person. So if you have a 10-bed facility, 6,000 times 10, 60,000 a month coming in through your facility, and so on. She said the most that she's seen is 7,500, and that was due to folks who have Alzheimer's and things of that nature. So I told her about the facility. We're doing a 300-bed facility, and telling about the different aspects of it, from we have like the library. We're bringing on all these different people coming in, from the mental health folks, from the virtual reality folks, from the folks who can help out who are doctors, who can help with PTSD for the veterans, for the folks who are the scientists that's bringing in a technology that's garnering the strength of the sun and bringing it indoors for the lighting so it can help the elderly and to receive vitamin D. And it can even help with food, you know, grow the food better. So it's a lot of different aspects. So I'm giving her the breakdown of what I'm doing. And then she's helping me to say, okay, make sure that you have an Alzheimer's wing in your facility. Make sure you have a medical wing in your facility. So we're having all that stuff as well. The other thing is a restaurant. She said have a restaurant somewhere where, because you don't want to have in an assisted living facility, she said you don't want to have kitchens, because there's too many things that can go wrong with the kitchen, and you have people that in each different space. So you just want to have, you know, they're going to have a cafeteria in a sense. And outside of that, they're going to have the restaurant. They're going to have people to come in, chefs to come in and cook for them and things of that nature. So she was telling me that you can actually get government subsidies to pay for the food, which is good. And they are subsidized heavily, like in the behavior health field as well. She said make sure you have a primary care physician and make sure you have people tracking their meds. We were just going about everything, really talking about different things that's going to be in the facility in and of itself. So she was telling me about paid meal plans. You can go through the government to get that, basically get all their nutrition from paid meal plans. You can qualify for grants to actually build the structure. She was telling me about that. There's funding out there that you can get your structure built. It depends on where you are, and it's just different types of pots of money that's out there. So any population with low income can actually get funded. Then she brought up a thing that I knew about. It's called New Market Tax Credits. So you can look that up online, but basically you can get finance with New Market Tax Credits. Money goes into like an escrow, and you can refi out with like 3%. And what it boils down to me is when you look at New Market Tax Credits, I had a guy come from the D.C. market down to Virginia. He's an attorney. And he broke down what New Market Tax Credits was and everything like that. And I was really, really dumbfounded by the way he broke it down to us, because he told me that back, it had to have been over 15 years ago, they built out a Spring Hill Suites Marriott with a total amount of money of only $3 million, a whole Spring Hill Suites. And I was just impressed with that. So it's more of me going to go get more information. So New Market Tax Credits, it's an important source of funding for businesses and communities. And usually it goes to distressed areas, rural or urban communities as well. So it came out in like 2000. So what happens is taxpayers receive like 39% federal tax credit. And it's taken over a number of years to actually get this funding to do. So it's not a permanent part of the tax code, but it still can be used. And so how it works is it's like mobilizing capital to do work or what have you to. I'm going to give you an example of that hotel that was built. You can mobilize tax credits to get that built. And it's almost like filling in the gap. So if you got X number of dollars, that's a bit good example is let's say you want to build that Marriott for $15 million to construct the new facility, and you only came with $11 million. Well, New Market Tax Credits can come in and they can fill the gap and bring in $4 million to help with what you're going to build out. So it attracts private capital into low income communities. It's just one of those things out there, and it falls right in line with what we call a CDE, a community development entity. And I know that I don't want to go too deep into that because people get lost in how this actually works. I just like to talk about the name New Market Tax Credits because people can do their own due diligence to figure out how it works. So there's an industry out there that uses it. You have retail. You have manufacturing. You have mixed-use development like I'm doing. You have healthcare. You have offices. You have schools, childcare. You have community facilities. You have transportation, human services, energy and water. Hotels can use it as well. Investments. You have forestry, agriculture, mining. So all these different pockets of industries can use what we call New Market Tax Credits. Now, the other thing she talked about is called EB-5. And that's basically foreigners use that investment. It's a government project. And, you know, I'm just going to, y'all can look it up yourself, but it's basically so they can get their green card. Foreigners can get their green card, and they come in and put money into a pot, and we use this type of money, but it helps them to get jobs, and then they get their green card. So look up EB-5. It's a program where what you're doing can get funding. The other thing that she talked about to me that I spoke to are economic development team about what's called tax increment financing. It's called TIF. And it's basically you have to have your plans together and everything like that, but it's public financing method that's used as a subsidy for like redevelopment infrastructure. And it's basically, you know, funding in a sense. It's popular, but it's a little controversial to some people. Local governments use it, and that's to fund economic development. So it's basically, to me, it's straightforward. it allows local governments to help finance development projects that can generate revenue, bringing money. You know, you're going to bring money back into the city. So they have a TIF. That's what we call it. The acronym is TIF. This is one that I didn't know about that she gave me. She spoke about casinos. Now, if you're by a casino and you are a nonprofit, you can go speak to that casino and have, like, and the way she gave it to me, she put it towards me having an assisted living facility or a facility for elderly folks. You go there and you can get them to donate money in the form of a grant. And I saw it up in Michigan first with my mom and where she lived at, and the casino would have a van come by, one of the big old buses, and pick everybody up and take them to the casino. Well, she received $10 million, one time $10 million, to where she helps them by letting them be the only casino. The bus comes and picks up her people to take them to the casino, for lack of a better word. So the other thing we talked about was grants, land acquisition. So there's grants out there, even from the USDA. You can look at grants, and they will pay 50% for you. Let's say you're to acquire the land is $7 million. They'll come in and pay half of that, $3.5 million, for you to acquire the land. That's awesome. There's another thing out there called the Farm Service Agency. You have to look that up. That gives loans to help farmers and ranchers get the finance that they need to start. You can expand on what you're doing. You can maintain your farm or what have you. But they're historically for underserved and women farmers and ranchers. And it's not like a special type of loan program, but they are designated for those folks who I just named. So through the, like, commercial lenders that come in through that program, the Farmers Service Agency, and they can provide up to, like, I think it's $1.8 million in funding. And, you know, that's just actual money you can get to that's out there. And I'm looking into that because we have farms, and on our farms we have what we call cannabis. We're growing hemp. The hemp is going to be used to a few different things. For the development, we're using it as insulation for the walls. You can make sidewalks with hemp. You can put the insulation for the roofing. You can do, you know, a lot of different things. And outside of that, hemp has 50,000 uses. We're partnering right now with a company that's using hemp for clothing. We're actually partnered right now with a company, with a restaurant down in Texas. It's a few different restaurants, and they're getting straws from us, paper towels from us, and not all those are made out of hemp. So there's a lot of different uses for hemp, and we're waiting on the legislation to be signed into law, because hemp should have never been a Schedule I drug back in the day when they said marijuana was a drug. Obviously, you know, they got that one, but hemp has it's like 0.3 or 0.03 with THC in it. So it's not, you know, people think you can't really get, you can't get high from using hemp, and that's what the marijuana stuff is. So that's out there right now, just to let you know, but the USDA has a program. And, I mean, you can go talk to them. You can go online and look up the U.S. Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency, and they have phone numbers. You can reach out and talk to them and say, hey, this is what I'm doing, and go from there. The other place you want to talk to for grant money is the municipality. So the county can get planning grant money. Let's say you want to build out this structure. Well, you have to have some type of planning and put it together, and so they can actually give you planning grant money to build that out. What we're doing right now is we're going to be going back out to the planning group and looking for funding. And what you can do is we have commercial and retail, so we have these different companies we're going to be calling on to come in. It may be a gas station. It may be a Wyndham, because we have some hotels that's getting built, or it's an RCI, which they can come with their own money, so that's less money we got to come up with. So the other thing that was interesting that she told me about, that I knew about, never went down the road as of yet, but we're getting closer to going viral with what we're doing, is the Internet Service and the Small Business Administration. So anytime you have land, you can call the internet services providers up and you can provide a tower to these folks. Now, what she told me she does is she receives $10,000 a month because they put a tower on her land. Imagine that. $10,000 a month, $120,000 a year. Nice little check. Imagine just for having land, you get that. But imagine having 56 acres of land or 100 acres of land. I'm sure they'll find different places to put towers. And depending on the use of what you're doing, you know, they put multiple towers, you get multiple paychecks a monthly. And that's a nice little paycheck right there. Imagine if you have five towers on your land at $10,000 a month. They're bringing in $50,000 a month, 50 times 12 for the year. That's over $500,000 for the year just because you have a tower on your land. Imagine that. Just crazy, y'all. Just crazy. So the other thing she was telling me to do for the assisted living was make sure I talked to the VA hospitals, talked to the different hospitals in the area to do some referrals because you want them. Because right now the baby boomers are just, they're still retiring, you know, those that can. And back in the day it was 10,000, I don't know if it was daily retiring. It's just a large number of folks that are retiring and some of them still have to continue working. But they're needing more help in a sense because they're getting older, so they need assistance, and that's where you have the assisted living come in. And so you get to these different hospitals who have all these people who don't have anywhere for them to go. Right now, they're needing a lot more homes for the elderly folks, and it's just needed, you know, just needed. That's just, you know, no other way to put it. There's a waiting list right now for homes for elderly. And so it's like you get into that world and you get referrals right from the VA or right from the hospitals, and they're going right into your facilities. And some of these facilities are at 100% capacity because it's just, they need, you know, that waiting list is out there. So the other thing is grants. We're working on grants for cannabis to help us with hemp. And you can get contracts with that. You can get contracts from pharmacies and stuff like that. You may be providing them service. You never know. There's government contracts as well. So through the government, you can get grants to build private stuff. You can hire people. One of the things we're going to be doing is I have a friend, and he hasn't created his nonprofit yet, but he works in the autism world, and we're going to be hiring folks in on the spectrum to help out in those endeavors, and there's grants to hire them as well and to pay them, you know. So they're a member of the community that they can provide a service or a good or help in any capacity, really, hiring those folks that are on the spectrum. One thing she told me is make sure you know get a good grant writer if you don't want to do it yourself. Look at the local funding in your area. Some of the local funding is what we call a community development block grant. It's out there. It is funds used for a wide range of community development needs, and they provide like housing, suitable living, and it's like it's more for low and moderate income level folks. There's another grant out there, and I just can go over my area. I can't do every state. It's just too many grants and too many things to understand. But we have a thing called a home grant, and those are funds that are used, and y'all probably got some of the same stuff in your area. I'm sure you do. Improve existing housing with homeowners, and you can renovate housing for low income. So that's just grant money. Another pot of money is called the Emergency Solutions Grant. And that's used to support shelter operations. I'm definitely going to be diving into that one, you know, to this homeless prevention. You know, that's what it comes down to, or to get people back into housing. Another thing is the housing opportunities for people with HIV or AIDS. You know, everybody has to live somewhere. So those are funds that are used to create and sustain affordable housing for those people that have HIV or AIDS. You know, and we have some. Well, they're all over the country, but, you know, we have that in our area. So they provide funding. So in our area, we have a housing choice voucher. It's like Section 8. Y'all heard about it. I did Section 8 with folks before, and I know some people have a stigma with it. You know, it is what it is, but we still have Section 8 out there that can be used. So there's a continuum of care grant that's out there. And it's basically to end homelessness. Some people don't want a home, you know, and that's just what it is. And I don't know how they say if it's homelessness, if you don't want a home, if they still add it to the list. I don't have a clue. It's just one they do, I think, 1.4 million is granted through the continuum of care. And this is just in my area. Like I said, you just got to look in your area to see what's out there, you know, what can be done in your area, because it's around the country. I focus more on the veterans, and I do know that California has the biggest veteran population that are homeless. If for the veterans it is. And then you have other states like Texas. You have North Carolina. You have Michigan. Those are just the ones that I've been tracking personally. So a lot of this stuff, you can actually go online. You can look it up yourself and do your due diligence and find people that are in that area. You know, there's definitely people that are on in that area for everything that I just spoke about. You can get on the phone. You can call them up, take them to lunch if you need to. I don't know. It's just talking to people and getting people set up to where you can move the needle on what it is that you're specifically doing. That's just where it is. So as I go down this road, as far as the development I'm working on, still working, we're getting so close and people are getting very antsy. And it's just part of it. You know, it is what it is. We'll get there before the end of the year. We'll get there to be able to set up a groundbreaking. I want to do the groundbreaking next year, early next year, February. There's reasons behind that. And for those that don't know, what I'm talking about is a $200 million mixed-use development that contains everything from single-family duplexes, triplexes, quadplexes, a 300-door facility for apartment complexes. We have a 300-bed veteran-assisted living facility. We have a park that's getting built, a garage. We have community space that's going to be out there. We have commercial space. We have retail. We have boutique hotels that we built on the land as well, along with a few other things. It's going to be it's been one heck of a journey going down this road. I flew out to Vegas. I flew out to Miami. I'm supposed to go to Orlando. I'm supposed to go back to Vegas. I was down in Georgia, and I'm meeting all these fantastic people who have a piece of a puzzle that can help me to move the needle forward. We're going back and forth this week and next week on funding. I'm getting calls every day. I'm getting text messages, emails every day on the funding, working with some of the right now I'm working with one of the top accounting firms in the country, and they want to actually be a part of this. Some of the different celebrities that we all know out there want to be a part of it. We have so many people that are coming to the table, but it's just work. You know, it's just work. There's no other way around it. This is something I've been working on. They signed up February 4th. 2020. That's almost 2 years, y'all. And I'm still going strong. I can't stop. We are so close to this thing just opening up fully, and it's going to lead to other people having a better understanding of how to do it. Because if you can do a thing, you can teach a thing. It's going to have a better understanding of people being able to understand how to get funding, understand, because I'm putting it all together. That's why I can say I'm telling y'all the story. Understand how to speak to the city, understand how to speak to the municipality, how to speak to the mayor, how to speak to the governor, how to speak to delegates, how to get this thing off and running in your area. Imagine if you did it in your area where you don't have to do something like this. You can do single-family homes, or you can do affordable housing. But it's more about how we can come together, because I can put it together because I did it. You know, I'm going to give everything I personally did and show people, you know, what it comes down to. And I will tell you right now, my brother is tired. I'm tired. I got people still pulling me to go in different directions, but I'm so tunnel vision. I'm so focused because I'm at the bitter end of doing this. And it's going to be something that's going to be heard across the country. and then across the world. You better believe it. It's going to be heard across the country. Hear what I'm telling you before it happens, and then across the world. We plan to take it to Netflix because it's going to be a documentary. It's going to be a few documentaries that come out of this. And we have so many pieces of this puzzle. It's just, it's all about patience. God gave it to me. He gave it to all of us. And you will learn patience if you're doing something like this. I will guarantee that. I stand by that. I give you my word on that one. You will learn patience when you're doing something like this. A lot of people left, you know, from this journey, and that's going to be your journey as well. Whenever you set out to do something great, people that started out with you may not finish with you, and it's okay. The thing is, you can't stop. A lot of people probably think I stopped because I don't speak about it in circles and talk about it. You know, I don't. I don't speak about it in big circles or whatever. I just continue to move forward because this is bigger than me. This is bigger than me. What I'm going to do, I'm going to pray us out so I can go get some food. I'm starving. I didn't work in today. I'm still going to do something later on. I got to meet some folks online, and we're going to discuss some things and, you know, just keep moving. It doesn't stop. So it's going to be a short one, y'all. This is the fourth quarter. I need you to lock in. I need you to be focused. I need you to get tunnel vision. I need you to, if you're not there, I need you to cut off the TV. I need you to cut out the nonsense that you're doing, the hanging out. Because I see people who say one thing, but they're doing another. You can't be out every weekend enjoying life. I get it. But you're still complaining that you don't have time. You have time. You're just using your 24 hours the way you want to. And I don't knock anybody for how they do it, because once you get to the bitter, you get to the end and it's not how you wanted it, now you got to look at, okay, what do I need to change? Who do I need to be around? What do I need to do? That's what it comes down to. I ask people this, what's in your diet? Because your diet consists of who you listen to, who you spend time with, what goes into your mind, what do you watch, what do you eat? And some of y'all get sick and you don't even know why. So I want to just say, pray for everybody and say, God, I just want to pray for everybody who's going through the struggle, the sick. Pray for people that's healthy. Continue to allow us to do what we need to do through you, because everything is not going to happen on our time. It's going to happen on your time, and it's going to be right on time. And we know for a fact that you didn't bring us this far to only bring us this far. In your name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And I'm Charles McCutcheon. I'm your favorite entrepreneur, and I'm going for it, and you should too, because nobody, no person can stop us. Y'all take it easy. Until next time.
Shout out D on the track, Paint Music Media. Shout out DJ Lee Productions, and I'm Al Care. But if you a game changer, got my head high, my grind on high, win, lose, and draw, I'ma ride till I die. I go hard in that lane, my God is the aim, put me in, coach, and watch me change the game. Cause I'm a game changer, 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 I'm a game changer. Full court press, I pledge allegiance to the best. Ain't nothing left to give it that reverence that the Father gives. So every day I work the sweat, can get a flesh, another rest. They say go hard or go home, I say just do whatever's best. It's evident I'm blessed and I work like it. Fight like a Viking, fight like a lichen. The difference is I like it, so I shine like I'm lightning. So I'm going head to head with certain tests, who you liking? Yeah, so it's time for coach to put me in. I'm strapping on my shoulder pads, lacing up my cleats, and then I'm gone with the wind, like I'm gone in 60 seconds. You can't hold me, you can't check me. Check the memo, check the message running through, like I'm baddest. I'm trucking whoever's standing in my way. Ain't no way you gon' stop me. You better off to let me in, cause I go hard, even though they say no way that I could win. Like I'm Brett Favre, I'ma ride this game. My head to the sky, my grind on high, win, lose, and draw, I'ma ride till I die. Go hard in that lane, my God is the aim, put me Hurry up, but they change like I'm Jack Johnson. The same year he changed his name. So I sacrificed my life for the cause, just to win. And if you a game changer, let me see
got
you
my
represent. Got my grind on high. Win, lose, or drought, I'ma ride till I die. I go hard in that lane. My God is the aim. Put me in, coach, and watch me change the game. Cause I'm a game changer. 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 I'm a game changer.
Now put me in, coach. 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 I'ma go hard.
I'ma go hard. I'ma go hard.
I'm a game changer. 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 I'm a game changer.